The story you're about to listen to is courtesy of FanSided.
I'm Kayla Canarum with your FanSided Sports Update for Thursday, September 21st. Starting things off in the MLB, it was a scary scene Wednesday during the Twins-Yankees game when a foul ball struck a young fan sitting with her grandparents in the lower level. It was Todd Frazier's fifth inning liner that struck the toddler, delaying the game for about 5 minutes while medics attended to the young girl. Players and fans were visibly upset, including Frazier and Matt Holliday, who was seen wiping tears from his eyes. The young girl was transported to a nearby hospital where her father and grandfather briefly spoke to reporters regarding the girl's condition, saying it was too early to tell whether or not she would need surgery. The incident sparked yet another debate on teams extending safety netting beyond home plate, something that the nearby Mets implemented this year following the All-Star break. One New York City council member who was working hard and making a push for the extension of safety nets said, quote, "No one should ever go to a baseball game and leave severely injured. Nor should any player have the feeling of guilt associated with injuring a fan, especially when that injury could have been prevented by safety nets." Many players echoed this from both teams following Wednesday's game. Also in the MLB, Boston Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale recorded his 300th strikeout Wednesday, making him the first AL pitcher to hit the mark since 1999, when Pedro Martinez struck out 313 batters in a single season. He has a ways to go, however, if he wants to beat the all-time record set by Matt Kilroy with 513 single-season strikeouts all the way back in 1886. Moving over to the NFL, players are requesting that the league dedicate a month to social activism in the same way they do with breast cancer awareness and honoring the military. The four players at the center of the letter that was sent to Goodell and company include Seattle Seahawks defensive end Michael Bennett, Philadelphia Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins, and wide receiver Torrey Smith, as well as former Arizona Cardinals wideout Anquan Boldin. In the letter, the players said, quote, "We would like November to serve as a month of unity for individual teams to engage and impact the community in their market." While talks between both parties are ongoing, nothing has been officially decided at this time. And finally, kicking off week 3 in the NFL, the Los Angeles Rams will take on the San Francisco 49ers in tonight's Thursday Night Football Color Rush matchup. The 49ers are 0-2 on the season, while the Rams will come into Levi's Stadium sitting at 1-1. Both teams have rookie head coaches in Rams' Sean McVay and 49ers' Kyle Shanahan, as well as strong run games in Todd Gurley and Carlos Hyde. Look for both teams to rely heavily on their running backs as TNF kicks off at 8:25 Eastern on the NFL Network. I'm Kayla Canarum with some of today's top stories, and for all of your sports and entertainment news, keep it at fansided.com.